I'm Jeff in the Morning. This is the Already Monday Morning Sunrise Show on the Big Q. It's time now for our Already Monday Morning Conversation. Chris McCargill is the administrator at the Bell Tower Residence. And, boy, a lot of stuff to talk about what's going on at Bell Tower this morning. So Chris is on the line with us right now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeff. There is a lot going on and a lot to talk about, and it's a beautiful day.
It really is a beautiful day outside. I hope I get to be outside and enjoy it a little while later. But right now, though, Chris, first of all, as the administrator of the Bell Tower Residence, to start off with, people that might not be familiar with the Bell Tower Residence, give us a little background first, please.
Sure. Bell Tower Residence is an assisted living, a community-based residential facility is the fancy name, but most people know us as a CBRF. And we have 85 apartments here. We serve residents who are 55 years of age or older, and generally they just need some help. Maybe they need help with their daily housework and cooking and cleaning, or they might need some help taking care of themselves, and that's what we're here for, and we are happy to help.
And are there usually openings at Bell Tower Residence for folks that want to make that their home for the time being? Are there openings?
We do have a few. You know, we're getting to the time of year, October. This is when people start thinking about winter. And if you're thinking, I'm not sure if I want to be out shoveling my sidewalk or worrying about ice, or it would just be nice to have someone to help me and just kind of get into that stage, we always say don't wait till the last minute. Plan ahead. You can always come in for a tour, see some of our open rooms, and we also offer memory support for those who are dealing with memory issues. That can be a very challenging time of life, and we make that a bit easier and find things to interact with people that just make their day.
Do you find, Chris, that generally speaking, the adult children of people that may need help with assisted living situation, you feel that they must know that mom and dad need some help? Do mom and dad often ask for that kind of help, or is it up to the kids a lot of time to make things happen?
That is such a good question. I think sometimes mom and dad will ask, but sometimes it's the kids noticing things that maybe there's some forgetfulness, or maybe somebody has fallen, or they're having trouble remembering their medications. And a lot of times it's those little things. There's just that gut feeling. And it doesn't all come on at once. It's just little things that people notice. And again, that's the time to start looking into it so that you can start getting that information when everything is calm, instead of having to do it in a hurry if something happens. So, yeah, it's a good time of year to look into it.
So it's okay for those adult children of these parents to come in and look on their own, kind of start doing some legwork, so to speak, ahead of time before they sit and have a talk with mom and dad?
Absolutely. And, you know, I encourage people, so we do prefer that they schedule a tour, but it doesn't have to be just walk around the building and hear the spiel. They can come during happy hour. They can come when we have music playing. They can come when we're doing some other type of activity, because we are very busy here and we keep people busy and engaged if that's what they want. And I think it's helpful to see that this isn't just a place to live, that life keeps happening here and people find things to enjoy. They make new friends, all while getting the help that they need. So I think it's a win on a lot of levels.
Yes, and the help is what we're actually going to talk about, the help that's provided there, because I think, remember the last time we talked, Chris, you had mentioned that a lot of the people that are in the care positions at Bell Tower Residence, they've been there for a long, long time, and so there's not a lot of turnover, but right now there are some openings, so we want to dedicate plenty of time to that. And so let's just go, how do you want to do this? Position by position, talk a little bit about each, and then we'll wrap up with a hiring event. How would you like to approach this, Chris?
Sure. Sure, I think that would be a good way to do it. You know, people may think, too, oh, I know all about that. I've heard about that. I know somebody that does that job. But Bell Tower is a very unique place. We have a lot going on. We have a great team. I love walking out there and, you know, just seeing how people interact and have fun and treat the residents so well, with such compassion and care, that it's not just a job. It's a very special place. So, yeah, we could maybe talk about a few of the positions that we have.
Well, let's do that. Let's talk to the frontline caregivers, so to speak. I understand that there are some openings there.
We do have some openings for caregivers. Basically, we do have day shift, evening shift, and night shift. Our night shift is filling up, but we could probably use one more person on our night shift. And, you know, depending what pace you like, what you'd like to do, our caregivers help the residents with their daily routines, help them get up in the morning, help take them to their meals, get them to activities, and basically take care of their daily needs. We always say that we are not working where the residents live. This is their home, and we are honored to take care of them and be part of their lives in their home.
Now, the different shifts, so they have different levels of pay. I know I've heard in the past that if you work in the late shift, you get a little bit extra money. Is that the case here?
It's a good thing. Our evening shift gets an extra $1 an hour, and our night shift gets an extra $2 an hour. And that's regardless of whether you are a regular on that shift or not. If you're a day shift person and we say, hey, would you like to work a little bit of the evening? You'll get that evening differential for all the time that you work on that shift. We have some incentive programs going on. We have some bonuses. There are different things that we have. And we have extra pay if somebody wants to take on a little more responsibility and be the lead caregiver for the night or the day. We have some extra pay if they like to train other people and be a mentor and help make sure that the people that come here feel welcome and have somebody to go to with questions. And if they pass medications, we have extra pay. So there are a lot of ways to grow your career and be compensated for it at Bell Tower as a caregiver.
So it seems like the basic requirement would be a CNA license, correct?
Well, yes and no. So we certainly welcome caregivers who have their CNA license. We also welcome what are called resident assistant, which is an RA, or sometimes they're called PCWs, personal care workers. Because we're a CBRF, they are not required to have a CNA license. And we will train the right person, you know, someone who cares about people, has a good attitude, and is willing to learn how to do the job, they will receive a comprehensive training program. We have also recently been approved as a site for CNA clinicals, and we always have been, but a new program. So we are with the Tech College. The Tech College can bring students here, and then WISH also has their own program. We're part of Wisconsin Illinois Senior Housing, or WISH, and we've been approved to do clinicals here now for that program as well. So we will... You can work and earn and learn at the same time, and we will pay for your CNA training.
Boy, that sounds like a win-win all the way around. And is that the way a lot of people get into this, and they see that they can forward their career while they're already working? And I would assume that saves a lot on student loans down the line.
I think along the way it certainly does for the CNA program. You know, it's some people, I will say we have employees who maybe enter our workforce here through a different position. They might enter through our culinary dietary department or our activities department and see that, hey, I like this, but I also see what the caregivers do, and I'm interested in more of a career in healthcare. And so some of our employees actually come in through different departments, and then we pay for them to receive that training as well. Others are perhaps nursing students, and they're already pursuing a career in healthcare, but they're like, hey, I'd like to get some experience, make some money, and we work with them with their schedules to say, sure, we will help you to find a schedule that works for you so you can work for us while you're attending school at the same time.
I have a niece that wanted to get into healthcare when she got out of high school. Then she started doing some CNA kind of stuff, and she decided that, well, you know, maybe this is not my real calling. She's in finance now. And so I would say I'm hoping that the kids are all in school right now the way they should be. But for parents listening, if they know that they've got a child that has been expressing some desire to follow a healthcare career, this sounds like it'd be a great idea to get them involved in this, get their feet wet, see what it's really like on a day-to-day basis. And like you say, get paid while they're being trained, and they might find out that they may need to go to finance someday.
You know, it is. And the other thing is we offer job shadows. So maybe somebody's like, I think I want to be a CNA, but I'm not quite sure. you know what, come and shadow us for 4 hours, 8 hours, you know, whatever we can work out, because that's a good time to find out if even just an inkling, is this a good fit for you? Is this what you're looking for? And it's a kind of for both people to kind of test the waters and see how that would work.
So for people interested in a caregiver position, just contact Bell Tower Residence and somebody will tell them what to do from there.
Absolutely. You can go on our website, which is belltowerresidence.org, or call us at 715-536-5575, and we'll get you in touch with, probably with Dawn, but with the right person to talk to.
And you mentioned dietary staff and activities aides. There are openings in those departments as well.
Right. So I want to talk a little bit today about our cook position. And we have a part-time cook position. It can be full-time, you know, for the person that's looking for extra hours. But, you know, I love to cook. And I love to make people happy when I cook. I love that they taste the food and they're so thankful for it. And you see the smile on their face when it tastes good. And, you know, it's amazing that this could be a job that someone enjoys. And while we prefer someone with experience cooking for large groups, such as a senior residence or a school or something like that, we will also train somebody for that. The food comes with its own recipe. It's a matter of, you know, following the directions and the proper hygiene steps. And but just the joy of being able to cook for people and know that, you know, seniors, and like all of, I look forward to meals. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
food's a real important part of my day. I love a good meal. And this is just such a neat opportunity that doesn't come up a lot for someone to cook and do that and enjoy it and just be part of bringing the residents one of the best part of their day.
I could see that being attracted to somebody that's maybe retired. They have some time on their hands. They're still very able to get around the kitchen, especially, and they want to continue to give back and maybe make a little money on the side, too.
Absolutely. I think someone that's retired but still looking for some opportunity and making money, I think whether it's mom or dad, if you know you want a little income on the side to do something in the evening or the weekend, and the hours aren't night hours. You know, our evening cook comes in at 11 in the morning and is out by 6:30. It's just kind of a neat opportunity to be able to work and still see your family or still, you know, have some life as well.
What does the activities aides do? What do they do?
Sure. And it's funny because we get a lot of inquiries about activities, and I think some people might think, oh, that's just playing a bunch of games. And we have a full-time position open, which, again, is a little bit of an unusual thing for us for our activities department. So it is what it sounds like, but it becomes almost a specialty of its own. We are looking for someone who is very good with talking to and engaging our older population, that enjoys talking and listening and learning their stories, learning what they like to do and don't like to do, and comfortable with one-on-one and group aspects. They may help take them to outings. Today, our residents are going to, we know someone that has a cabin and a big pumpkin patch, and they're going to do the farm and the pumpkin patch thing and enjoy a nice day with that. So helping residents on the bus and helping them move about that rural setting, everything from assisting with happy hour and bingo and music, but it's a busy job and they are on their feet all day long, keeping people happy and just helping them find what they love to do.
Happy hour at Bell Tower, you need a bartender too or what?
Yeah, we do, you know, make sure we've got someone who can appropriately have a license and is appropriate to pour alcohol.
Okay.
But, you know, what I say is your life and the things you like don't end just because you reach a certain age. And so it's not a big raucous party. There's, you know, a drink or two and some snacks. A lot of times there's an entertainer there. They get to visit with each other. Just like you might have enjoyed in your younger years, just a little social hour to socialize and enjoy and laugh and listen to music. So,
I was just going to say, a little bit of lubrication goes a long way no matter how old you are.
It does. does. And I you know, I always say, you know, why are we so surprised when older people right. like to enjoy happy hour, or they enjoy holding hands, or they enjoy listening to a little rock music? I mean, yeah, look back at what was happening 50 years ago. We're talking the 1970s now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, things are changing, but the enjoyment of that doesn't change just because you get a little bit older. And we try to recognize that and make sure we're keeping up with where our residents are at as each new resident comes in.
I must admit, Chris, my mother-in-law is in assisted living, and whenever it's happy hour and we get her on the phone, it just makes me smile to know that she's just had a couple and feeling good.
Or maybe she's rushing off the phone saying it's time for happy hour.
That could be too. Exactly. Now, it's been a lot of good information here, and again, people can just go to the website, but I think you're going to make it even easier. You told me a little bit before we went on the air about a hiring event. That sounds like it's a real easy way to get to know things and get to know some people there and decide if Bell Tower Residence is right for them.
It sure is. So on October 18th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and I do want to emphasize that those times do not work for you. We are happy to, you know, schedule another time outside of those hours to get you into this event. But it's a chance to walk in without an appointment, talk with Dawn, who is our HR director, talk with the hiring manager, get a tour of the department, and we'll have a nice big fall basket that people can put their names in for a drawing just by stopping by to talk to us and have a chance to win that basket. But I think sometimes a formal interview can be very stiff and feel awkward and uncomfortable. And this is just more come in and have a conversation, ask for a tour, ask to maybe meet some of the staff that are here working in that department and find out what it's really like. So we're really excited about it and hope that people will take advantage of a little bit more informal setting to stop by and learn about Bell Tower.
And that was October 18th from 10 till 4. Do I have that correct?
Yes, October 18th from 10 to 4. Just drive in and come in the front door, and we'll be ready for you.
For people outside of town that might be listening saying, you know what, I'm going to go check this out. Where exactly is Bell Tower Residence in Merrill?
Sure. Bell Tower Residence, our address is easy to remember. It is 1500 O'Day Street. And we are the old convent. We are across from Marshall Clinic Merrill Center and behind the hospital.
Very easy to find. Just look up in the sky, and when you see there's usually two big towers. The one's on the courthouse. The other one is your place.
Yeah, look for the ones with the crosses, and that's it. I don't know if there's still crosses up there. I think there are. So, yeah, look for the big old buildings across from the Shell station, and there we are.
Everything I've learned about the Bell Tower Residence, not only through radio interviews, but also from some folks that have spent some time there, fantastic, top-of-the-line place. You're not going to find a better place for Mom and Dad in their golden years.
Yeah, I just want to add that almost all of our residents are here through word of mouth. We do obviously do some marketing like we're doing today, but almost all of our residents are here because they know about us. They know somebody that lived here. They have family that lived here. Lots of family connections in our residents. And I am proud to work here because I know it's a good place, and it must be if that's how, you know, people hear about us and want to come live here.
Chris, anytime you want to talk to the folks, let us know. We'll be happy to make it happen. And this has been a good conversation. I really hope the hiring event goes well on the 18th from 10 until 4. And I hope the phone starts ringing and you fill these positions at Bell Tower Residence ASAP.
Jeff, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
And thank you very much. Chris McCarrigal from the Bell Tower Residence. She's the administrator there. Again, 536-5575 if you want to make a phone call, or check out their website as well. That's a good way to get to in the know about what's happening at Bell Tower as well. The hiring event is October 18th from 10 till 4. It's